Remember when you were starting your career or starting something fresh? Or maybe you're starting now and it was exciting and new and you were learning and growing. You also thought that the company and your manager would help you guide your career path. Well, how's that going? My name is Todd Doherty and I host a podcast called Manage Me. I have 30 years of client, product, and operations experience from startups to retail to Fortune 100 companies. Listen in as I share real-world stories of business and life with solutions you can use. I'll have occasional fantastic guests that will share their insights as well. Come join me and learn real-world guides on how to be the most successful you and manage you. That's Manage Me Podcast and managemepodcast@gmail.com. Todd Doherty here, Manage Me Podcast. Today I want to talk to you about first part of many that I call triads. It's the way that I remember things, teach things, communicate things, and I call them triads. Simple things broken down to threes. The first part is kind of what I call my book of management. It's my management mantra. It's people, process, problems. And it's in that order, as I really feel that most organizations attack problems and they try to put some process or some fix in place and then they deal with the people afterwards. And I have a completely opposite philosophy. I think if you put the right people in place, energize those people, give them vision, direction, give them process, tools, enable them to do their job, problems don't go away, problems minimize, but you don't attack the problems because that shouldn't be where you spend all your time. If you spend your time on people and process, drastically reduce your problems. So let's talk about that a little bit. My management mantra, and if you talk to anyone on my teams, any of the management teams that I've worked with, and I'm not going to say they've memorized this. I would never force them to memorize this, but this certainly would be familiar to them because I tell everybody this. This is how I run the business. It's my management mantra. The first is put yourself out of a job. And that sounds intimidating, right? Put yourself out of a job. Now, what that means is, you know, it's my simple terms, is be growing, be educating yourself, go take classes, go learn. You know, what is your next step? What is your next job, right? It's up to you to be able to look for that next challenging role, to be learning and understanding. Maybe if you don't know what that role is, be learning and understanding some of the skills that are interesting to you or that you're good at, or the opposite, you're not good at. And so that helps you start to set up what your next role might be. Now, the other part about that is you need to be developing someone or several folks behind you to take your current role. So that's really what I mean, other than sharpening your saw, as Stephen Covey says, be preparing someone to take your place. And what I mean by that is when you are ready for that next role, you have to be able to go to your management team and say, I'm ready for the next role and I can do XYZ in the next role, but I've also prepared for this current role. I've prepared someone or a team of people to take my responsibilities. It's very hard for a manager to say, no, I can't move into that next role. Once you've done that, you've said, I can do this next role and I've actually thought about and prepared for my current responsibilities. So as you're learning and as you're putting yourself out of your job, trust that that new role, that new challenge will be there for you. Sometimes people get intimidated about preparing someone or team to fill their shoes. You know, what if I train someone and they take over my job and then I'm not needed? Well, you need to trust and you need to work on a number of things to make sure that you're continuing to be looked at as that valuable resource and that role will be there for you. A lot of people don't train that next person because they're afraid that they'll lose their position and that person they're training will take their place. And so they don't train that person. And now you've handicapped yourself, right? You could go learn all the great new things, whatever that next role is. But if you haven't prepared someone to take your place, it's a challenge for you to step into that next role. So you have to trust that next role will be there. Making sure that you're making management aware as you are preparing that, you know, this is my plan. This is how I'm going to do these things. So put yourself out of a job. The second is be one step ahead of your team. Now, that doesn't mean you're smarter than the team. Doesn't mean that you know more than the team. What you're trying to do is what I call smooth out those speed bumps for them in advance of hitting their speed bumps. So you're looking down the road and you're looking for the potholes and the speed bumps that they may hit, the what I call barriers to their success. And you should be ahead of that, smoothing out those potholes, smoothing out those speed bumps, you know, issues they may run into along the way as they're doing their jobs, and you're knocking down those barriers before they get there. So that includes setting vision and direction, right? What is that road that they should be traveling on? So you need to be thinking ahead. You need to be preparing the team for what's coming. And that's a critical part of your job, and including them and telling them, listen, I'm ahead, and sometimes I may be too far ahead, so let's talk as a team to make sure that we're in sync. But your job is to set vision and direction and knock down barriers before they hit there. And that's going to help everyone. You know, I have a little anecdote that I don't know if I heard this or I'm actually making this up in my head, but it's called management bowling. If you've ever bowled, right? 10-pin bowling, big old ball, 14, 15, 16, whatever pounds. You know, it's pretty simple rules, right? You roll the ball down the alley, you knock down 10 pins, and you know, you get two shots at that of knocking down two pins. The difference here is, so everyone knows that game if you've ever played bowling, right? If you played it once, you know the rules. But the difference here in management bowling is your manager is standing down in front of the pins and is holding a sheet across those pins. So you can't see the pins, right? The pins are the goals, those 10 pins. And there's a sheet in front of those. And so you know the rules. Well, I guess I'm supposed to just roll the ball down the alley. So you do that. You roll the ball down the alley, and the ball slides under the sheet, and it knocks down a few pins. Now you hear that. You hear ba-ding, ba-ding, ba-ding. But you don't know how many pins you got down. Did I get all 10 down? Did I only get one down? I'm not sure. And so you look to your management team, your manager, for feedback, and you get a thumbs up. That's it, thumbs up. You still don't know whether you knock down one pin or 10 pins. So what's the next logical step? You throw the second ball. And you hope that you're aimed in the right direction. You're going to knock down any remaining pins if there are any. And so the analogy there is communication and feedback, right? First of all, setting the goal. The goal is to knock down 10 pins. The barrier is communication. That sheet is that communication between your manager and yourself about the goals, about the success, about the direction. And so the being one step ahead, you're the manager now. If you're that leader, you need to be able to say, I understand there's a sheet between you and these pins, between you and these goals. I'm here to help you. So you can't just give a thumbs up. Instead, communication in this scenario would be holding up, you know, three. You knock down three pins, right? Communication. Or being clear, you only have three left and you knock down seven. So the idea there for me is be one step ahead of your team and communicating what the goals are, feedback of the goals, and understanding as the manager leader, the person holding that sheet that you have to communicate. So let's go that, through that again. One is put yourself out of a job. The second is be one step ahead of your team. And the third, equally as important as the other three in this management triad, is have some fun doing it. We spend more time working with, I was going to say in the office. You may not be in the office, but working in the office, working period, than we do just about anything else in our life. We spend more time with our work colleagues than pretty much we do with our family and friends. So you want it to be enjoyable. Now, I'm not saying every day is going to be fun and exciting and really adventurous. You're going to have some bad days, but over time, those need to average out, that you're having more positive days than negative days. So certainly, if you're stuck in a rut and you're having too many negative days, you need to reevaluate. Now, it may be 2 or 3 days, it may be 2 or 3 weeks, it may even be, hopefully not, 2 or 3 months, but If you're in that scenario, you need to evaluate what's happening though. So every day, I read somewhere that I think it might have been Simon Sinek, if I'm pronouncing his name correctly. You can measure the culture of a company pretty quickly if you see people laughing and joking and enjoying themselves during meetings and when they get together. Now, again, you're not going to laugh and tell jokes all meeting long, but that's a very quick sign of a positive working culture, that you're having some fun. I had a manager that I reported to, and his motto, as you've probably heard a million times, work hard, play hard. And boy, did we did. We really did. He was a member of a country club and an avid golfer, and I was a less than average golfer. But he'd come to me on a Wednesday morning when we were in the office and, "Hey, what are you doing this afternoon? What's on your agenda?" I said, "Oh, I got this and I got that." He said, "Oh, yeah, well, that's not big. Let's go golfing this afternoon. Come on, after lunch we'll take off and we'll go golfing." Well, he's the boss, so we went golfing, right? And it actually ended up usually that he'd take 20 or 40 bucks from me because he was one of those competitive guys and enjoyed taking money from me because I was a terrible golfer. But anyway, beyond that, Thursday morning would come and the same boss would say, "Hey, where's this project or that project or whatever the priority of the week was?" And I would look at him like, "You realize we just spent half a day yesterday doing nothing work related other than golfing and maybe chatting about work a little bit." But that's the balance, right? Have some fun. Certainly enjoyed those days out on the golf course. We did talk, business, but we didn't necessarily get specific work done. But have some fun doing it. Again, the important part here is this management triad, as I call it. It's put yourself out of a job, be one step ahead of your team, and have some fun doing it. I hope you enjoy that. Want to thank you for listening today. Really appreciate you spending time with me. Hopefully you learned something. I want to remind you that I want to hear from you. So if you have a question or input, remember, go to manageme.godaddysites.com or email me at manageme.podcast@gmail.com. On the website, you'll be able to submit a voice recording, something that you want to hear, something that you want to have on an episode, and I want to hear from you. I want to hear about your topics, your guests, your input, your feedback, hopefully good, but also bad. Talk to you soon.